CliffCentral.com. This is CliffCentral.com.
Hello, and a very, very warm welcome to Beyond Ears and Eyes on Cliff Central. We are so ready to speak to you. Hopefully, you are so ready to hear us. I'm Shemaine Harris.
And I'm Liesl Tom.
And with us in studio is Palisa. Hi, Palisa.
Hello.
Hey, that's a nice growl. That's Palisa saying she's in a happy mood. So she's going to hook us up so that everything here is going to run smoothly and no electronics that will misbehave. And
also with us in studio is Majida Ravat to tell us more about crystals. Now, Majida, where did this journey of yours start?
Oh my goodness, I was having a holiday with my daughter in the Cape, and I used to do a lot of wooden beads, prayer beads actually, for my spiritual teacher. And all of a sudden I saw a book in my daughter's shelf that has got healing powers of crystals, and I thought, let me have a look. And I always had the idea that this healing people, the people I met was the old, sometimes in my lifetime, the old hippies with their skirts and their bushy hair. And I thought, that's a very strange thing. I don't want to be one of those. But it really caught my attention. And it was a pleasurable ride ever since then.
And you definitely don't look hippie. Definitely.
Yeah, no, the curly hair. Let me just explain to our listeners who this woman is in studio with us. She has the most magnificent long blonde hair I've ever seen on anyone.
On a human being.
On a human being.
Oh, my goodness.
Because you get it on dolls and you get it in weaves and wigs and all that. But yours is like, God really does make hair like this for human beings.
So Thank you.
So good to have you, Majida.
It's nice to be here with the two of you and your energies.
Thank you. So you're going to inform us a little bit, because, I mean, this is just going to be like a 3/4 hour chat, but you also do courses in that, and that we'll talk about a little later. But you're going to inform us about crystals, the uses for it, how to clear it, et cetera, et cetera. I see you have a little bit of a mantra. It's like, I'm not sure whether it's cleaning, charging and clearing, or choosing, charging and clearing.
It doesn't matter.
Or all four of them.
Doesn't matter. Shall we start with that? Because that is a very common question about, some people say, oh, don't touch my crystal. It is a stone that comes from the earth. So I think touching is not a problem. Mm. There's many forms. Clearing, you can do the wind, the rain, anything natural. You can also wash it in the sea, just hold on to it, can leave you. Crystals actually choose you. You don't choose the crystal. And before I begin to just, I mean, the listeners are not here with me and they can't enjoy the beauty of the colors and the things that we are seeing in front of us. We brought a little bit with, but the most important thing is the three eyes. Mm-hmm. It is intuitive, and then inspiration, and
intention.
Intention. You have to make an intention so that the crystal speaks back to you, and that is why little children. I believe you spoke about crystal children a week ago. They have it instinctively. There's nothing that you have to teach them what is a crystal. They come and they choose the one they want and they need. Uh-huh. So we can, actually for today, we can switch our heads off and go to the heart energy and the intention and the intuition.
Yeah.
Intuition is a big one. And just feel them. Just put your hand over them. Feel them when you walk into a crystal store, even if you buy jewelry. I mean, that's the first crystal use was in the breastplates of the holy ones. They all used stones. Mm-hmm. So it's not a new thing, but it's interesting to just know a little bit.
Yeah, but let's finish with the cleaning. What all can you do to cleanse it? Can you put it into sand? Clear sand.
Clear sand. You can, for instance, if you buy old jewelry, antique jewelry, wedding rings carry a lot of energy. I mean, it's an emotional thing that somebody... Just bury it a little bit. Don't forget where you did it.
Okay.
But bury it in a pot plant just to take all the energy out.
Oh, really?
And then if it's not that there's human energy on it, if you bought it in a crystal place or you picked it up a stone, mm-hmm. just wash it in clear water, salt water. Don't let it lie in salt water because it's not necessary. You immediately get, because your intention must be that I clear this crystal to come into my garden or to into my house or to, you know, and make it.
Oh, so
make
you
a,
speak to it. You give it
yes,
to
Yes, make a personal intention
right.
with what you want the crystal to do.
And what about, Majida, but what about people who leave it in the full moon? Would that, is that something?
Yes, sun? Full moon is good. Sun is good. Mm. Everything that you feel, any nature energy will do the trick to clear a crystal that feels heavy. And you can actually feel when it feels heavy.
Oh, does it?
Yeah, then, it feels heavy. And then,
and then you need to bury it to
yes,
clean it.
Or clean it, or
like
just under the tap. It's also fine. And
okay.
really, anybody can touch it. It can't stay there, or it's the, there's no voodoo on it or something like that. You know what I mean? It is just a stone.
Yeah.
And a crystal is actually a clear crystal will enhance the energy that we all feel and we're all born with, and there is only one energy.
Mm-hmm.
It's one big energy
mm-hmm.
that we have around us.
Mm-hmm.
And you can call it whatever you want to, but it's main big energy. And then you use that to enhance the energy. I mean, that's how they do the old radios, you know, enhance the energy. So it is definitely a fact. I'm a very practical person. I've got lots of children and I run a big business. So I went to the first crystal because with this preconceived idea of mine, I then saw there's a teacher, a metaphysical teacher, a German lady, and I thought she will be able to, I'm going to go to an opening speech and she will be able to tell me, you know, if I can really believe in it.
Mm.
And then when you hear that the crystal actually carries minerals that is not in your body and you put it on your skin and your body absorbs that, that made sense to me. Mm. Apart from the energy side. That made sense to me. For instance, if you take a hematite and you put it in your hand and you hold on to it, if you have a very clear body, you can actually feel how the iron comes into your mouth
okay.
through
so
your hand.
What is a very clear body?
A clean body. I think
a clean body, a washed
a
body.
Clean. No, I think.
Or inside,
clear,
no alcohol,
yes,
no cigarettes, no
and sugar,
fatty,
and nowadays, no bread, no nothing.
I'm
sorry, there aren't people. There are no one who can do that.
we're not gonna feel the iron in our body today.
Okay, so what does a hematite look like?
Hematite is a shiny black stone,
mm-hmm.
quite good. The brown stones, the black stones are quite good when you feel ungrounded, when you just had a shock or you feel, you wake up and you feel ungrounded.
Mm.
You know, that you put your feet on the ground. Personally, I actually do ground, sand, open sand, and then just hold that brown stones a little bit.
Okay.
A very common stone is a tiger eye.
Uh-huh.
Tiger eyes are fantastic for grounding.
Oh, what does it look like? Just can
tiger
you just
eyes
explain,
brown,
explain to me what it looks like?
Tiger eye.
Just for the person at home.
Okay. It's brown. It's beautiful. It looks like a tiger eye, actually. I do beading. I do a meditation beading, and you can actually see the strands in a tiger eye. When I started, I didn't have a lot of respect for tiger eye because, you know, it's a very common stone mm-hmm. in South Africa. You get it here. You get it in the north of South Africa and in Zimbabwe. And, you know, you had all these that you find on the markets. So it was a common stone to me, but it's very funny. We have a very large community of people from abroad mm-hmm. and they really gave me back my respect for a tiger eye because they are beautiful.
Mm. But, you know, when you spoke about the crystal kids, the crystal children, you said they can just scan their hand over it and they know exactly what they need. What do you mean? Why do we need stones? What would they use them for?
Actually, the basic idea is that the chakra of the body is an energy wheel, mm-hmm. which I'm not going to go into deeply, but they have certain colors. And mostly the stone that you will choose will be the stone that the chakra is a bit out of balance. And that happens immediately when you just let your intuition go and you don't think about it. And from there on, you can actually just hold it or pack it in your hand or in your pocket or somewhere else on your body or buy a necklace of that color, you know, so immediately you know. So there is a bit of a knowledge. We can't do it in one session, but the chakra colors are usually where you start as a healer or somebody who wants to play around. You can do your dogs, your pets. You don't have to have a title to use crystals. That's for sure.
Sorry, you go, Shmaine.
I also saw what you did earlier with a crystal. You said you can massage yourself with this. And I never thought of it before, you know, having a crystal to massage the body with. Tell us a little bit about that and the advantages of doing it and where and with whom.
Yes, okay, so you would choose a nice smooth stone. You mustn't press very hard because you must remember that the stone is enhancing the energy. So you will hold it in your hand loosely, lightly, and just go softly over the patch. For instance, if your feet are tired or you have a neck ache, and you will go for, if you have a range of just round stones, and you just choose one that you will feel. If you have a headache, for instance, a nice light green. You can even put a stone in the fridge, you know, with ice pack. Yes. Ice pack, it will do the same thing. Be careful that you don't press too hard. If you do a little bit of reflexology with a stone with a nice round end, but with a nice sharper point, you can do wonderful reflexology. We use it as a reflexology tool.
Wow. Is that where the stone therapy or stone massage comes from?
I think you get both there. You need to heat the rocks, which will give you the heat, and then they sometimes get the stones from all over the world where they have this energy in the stones. Yes, it's also part of it.
Mm. You mentioned intention earlier or intent. Now, if I wear a piece of jewelry with a crystal in it, but I'm not paying it any mind, I haven't cleaned it or programmed it, would it still make a difference in my life?
I think intention is a very clear thing. If you, for instance, leave your house in the morning and you say, my intent is to spread love and to happiness, or whatever the intent is when you leave your house, I do believe intent is a very serious thing.
Mm.
Nothing without intent. But the intent doesn't necessarily have to come in words. It can come while you're doing your prayers, or you feel this is what your heart's intention is, not necessarily in words. So I think if you wear it, all jewelry, it can enhance the thing. It's more important to just clear them now and then. Very good idea is if you have a jewelry box, just put some brown rice at the bottom.
Mm.
Brown rice also clears.
Mm. How do you gift someone with a stone? How do you say, I bought you this stone? And
before you answer, how do you do it without coming across as judgmental? Because say, for example, I get Shmaine a tiger's eye. How do I give it to her without her hearing that I think she needs to be grounded?
Provided she knows the meaning. Because she might not know the meaning. She might just think lovely gift.
I think that's a very personal thing. But I think to give somebody a stone has never been a negative. Doesn't matter what it is, because it is just always lovely. It's also just so wonderful to get a thing that's really just from the earth. You know, we live in these we work and live in places where there's very little earth around us.
Yes.
So just to feel a piece of earth.
I think what we need to do is get a bucket, put sand in it, even though you live in a flat, and go put your feet in there. It's like when you go...
It's a fantastic idea. I think we must market that.
And then please just have a little bit of
real
water
ground
next to it.
Yes, there are, yes.
how many stones do we have next to it? Okay, the other thing I also wanted to ask you, because you say that you can use stones in your rooms for different functions.
Yes.
Give us an example.
Okay, that is... that's very much also on an energy level. I always use pink stones, mm-hmm. which is the rose quartz, which is also easy to find. And they do a lot of rose quartz from Mozambique, for instance. And they're inexpensive. People use them in their gardens. I know, for instance, Liesl has got them all over her garden. And they do create that loving, gentle energy. And you feel it. You don't have to believe in stones or something. You just feel them. And then my pleasure is that we actually plant them back in the earth when we do almost like a pyramid over the house with the pink stones on the corners, mm-hmm. so that it shines the pink light over the house, which will be love and protection and everything. Once again, you make the intention before you put it. But I love doing it, and I also supply those stones to people who want to do that. When somebody, quite a few of the girls that came to my workshops and they in the field of healing, they come to me, and then it's such a pleasure to think the stone is going to go back to the earth, because sometimes I do feel that they are taking too many stones out of the earth. So okay. It gives me a fabulous feeling if I can say, "Oh,
I've put it back."
Yes, I'm putting back stones in the earth. So. Mm-hmm. That's one of my favorite things to do.
Okay.
Does size count?
in crystals, no. It is nice to have a beautiful big stone, but energy-wise, I don't think it matters. It can be a small one too. It really doesn't matter.
Some people use crystal balls for all kinds of weird things, including divination. How would that work? I mean, I know you don't do it, but I hope you don't.
She laughs. I'm so relieved.
It's once again, it's energy, and the ball will enhance energy.
Mm.
So what they do with the rest of it, I can't tell you, but it will enhance. It enhances energy in your house. It clears.
Okay. Majida, how can one raise one's vibration with crystals? Because I've heard that you can do that, and I'm just
yes.
thinking, I wonder how I know
if you, for instance, do meditation, that's raising vibration, mm-hmm. so if you can switch the head off, that's what I call it,
mm-hmm.
and for the young ones, we have a course that we call plug in. To plug in, mm-hmm. I say, how many times do you plug in your cell phone? But you don't go and plug in your heart and your soul.
Actually, you're speaking to us older people as well right now.
Yes. So plug in and you'll raise your vibration. And if you are surrounded by a couple of crystals, that's again energy.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to go into an energy field to go out of your head, into your heart, energy, because there should be nothing else left in the head, and you shouldn't have thoughts. And crystals can definitely enhance that. For instance, amethyst. Amethyst is the color of the crown chakra, which is on top of your head. If you can't fall asleep, you can take a few pointed amethyst pointers, they call them, you know, point mm-hmm. of an amethyst. Just pack it on your pillow and you immediately feel how your thoughts, because that's our problem, all of us. I think in the modern world, thoughts are actually very much more difficult to switch off than we have so many more thoughts,
mm-hmm.
you know, and we are busy with this, all this information that is actually detrimental to us. We must just learn to not get all that information, but we unfortunately get it. But there is a way to actually counteract that, and that is meditation. So raising vibration with crystals and meditation, yes.
I find it very interesting that you're talking about it, because it's a violet, it's violet, isn't it?
Yes, that's and the you, exact. Is it,
and Liesl, because I was thinking here, violet for that, and if you want to sleep, you take the violet from the
lavender.
Also,
yes,
and so it's crazy how those two actually
not crazy. Is that it's natural?
Is in there? One's head, yes, you know, but
yes,
both.
Mm. Is there a correlation between stones and plants?
Yes, I feel it. Yes.
Like that. That's a very interesting thought.
Yeah, because when I go away and I don't sleep in my bed, I take that
your lavender oil.
Yes. If it's not the plants, it's the oil. Put it on a drop. Put it next to my head on a tissue, and then Bob's your uncle. Sleep like a baby.
Yes. Yes. I mean, that's another field on its own, is the plants and the and the energy, because there are definitely oils that can enhance anything, whatever you need to do. I mean, we actually underestimate, because we've been programmed to think everything synthetic is
better.
Good. And in the meantime, it is just the other way around.
What about synthetic stones like created sapphires? Do they have energy?
I do think so, you know, because once again, it is the intention that you make out of the stone that you, if somebody gave you a sapphire ring and it is a symbol of something between you, and that is the energy that it was given in, of course it will carry that energy. It's not necessary that it's just from the earth.
But can you use such a stone to heal?
I'd love to use sapphires to heal. It'll be an expensive job. But yes, I think for yourself, but a normal stone, for instance, the closest to a sapphire will be a lapis lazuli, that the color of the third eye or the chakra there, is that if you do go into a meditation and you see that color, it is the color of heaven.
Wow.
You know, and it's all sort of got something in common with each other. And the subtler you go into the energies, the more you will be aware of that, the subtle energies, and how they all link, because everything is linked.
Yeah. You also mentioned a little earlier that the easy guide for us is to look at the color of the stones and then compare it to the colors of your chakra, and then you could place them like that. So
yes.
I was wondering what happens, or is it mad?
Possibly.
There's no wrongs
to have a lie down and put the colors on your chakras.
Absolutely.
As it is, you know, and then just be still. And
that is part of the course that I give.
Is it?
Is to teach you. I call it the beginner's course, because it is just to open your mind for it, teach a little bit about the chakras and give a color chart, and you play with those colors, and it definitely works.
Because we always think that someone else has to clear our chakras.
Exactly.
You know,
you have the same energy. You don't need to ask somebody else. You can.
I know, but until, you know, recently, I thought, I have to go to someone to do it for me.
Yes, because they made it into a business, my dear.
What a lucrative business.
Yes. There's lots of money to be made.
Yes, and that is, you know, actually, I find it difficult when people charge for transferring energy that comes from above, you know, that is in you in any case.
Yeah.
And we all have the same in us.
I can't.
So the reason why.
The time, you know.
Yes, that you need, and you can't go to that subtle energy because you've got a gross life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You are in this traffic, you know. Then you come to this wonderful, calm person who doesn't need to go into the traffic. Or I can understand that, but you must also know that you can do it yourself, and that it is actually sometimes safer.
Okay. It sounds
your own energy.
That's good.
Your own energy. Yes, it is. Everybody's born with a soul, which is the same, and we all. It's just a matter of breathing it out, because breath is as important for calming the head and bringing the energy. Because without breath, we can't even carry a soul.
Okay.
So the two of them together. And you breathe it in, you go and lie on your bed, and you pack those stones, and you go, you can imagine those colors and go through the red, and then the orange, and then the yellow, and the green and pink. I have two colors that I see on the heart. Green and pink. The one is physical, the one is metaphysical.
Okay.
Growth in the heart, the pink, the softness, and then the throat chakra is light blue, turquoisey around there. There's also no definite color. You know, it's just what you see, what you feel, because most people can't see it. Then you feel it, and you imagine the color, and then you go to that wonderful indigo blue, like the sky when it's nice and blue. It is the third eye, and then you go up, and you have the violet, and it is that violet. If you have a beautiful massage, you automatically go into that color because you have now switched off and you're just there in that violet blue. You know, those two colors are the ones that is out of the mind and into the atmosphere. And then you can go on and you can get golden. And it's an interesting study to make, but you don't have to be an expert to do this for yourself.
Well, Majida, seeing that Jermaine figured it out all for herself, I think you can promote her to the next class. What comes after Stones 101?
Ouch!
No, it's not out. It's with love. Friend. You promote it. But what I want to know is you didn't quite answer Jermaine's question about it is sometimes safer to clear your own energy. Please tell us more.
You know, it's just a personal belief. I'm not doing anything wrong or saying anything wrong about healers. There's definitely a place for it. But when you are in touch with your energy and you have managed to do, I mean, we take a shower every day and we wash ourselves from outside. So what about the inside washing? Mm. And the clearing of the head. Nobody really taught you that. Mm. It's not supposed to, because if we can all carry on like machines and think and be the winner and be the best, it's actually working well in the system to take time off and go into yourself. It's another journey. And therefore you can have a teacher. Or you can have a healer who helps you. And then eventually you don't have to run to a healer every time. They can. The most beneficial will be if you can start learning to do it for yourself, then you can do it every day. Mm. And one should meditate every day. I'm not saying you must, but you should just for yourself, because of the energies we're living in is dense, it's hectic, it's noisy. That 1 hour or so that you can give to yourself, even if we do workshops in a township, in a squatter camp, make one little corner in your house, even if it's just a room. Put a grass mat or a Persian mat, whatever, you know, there's different levels.
So but create a little, natural fibers.
Yeah, okay, I think natural, yes. And then go and just sit there. Just have that switch off space where you tell your children, don't walk there. That is my sacred space. Okay. Just begin there. If you have a garden, better.
You see, Liesl, she's talking about that hour, and a lot of people don't have that hour.
5 minutes of it will also work if you know how. You know, if you just breathe until you can't think anymore. Mm-hmm. As deep and as hard as you can without going to a cause or anything, you will stop your mind then. And then, you know, just go into that energy where there's no thoughts, because that is the beginning of the meditation. And once you do it, you will also realize, oh, my goodness, I mean, beautiful music. I know some people who's got a music room. That is meditation. Swimming under the water is meditation. It doesn't, but the breath is involved in that.
Okay. Talking about meditation and that, you also make the most exquisite, beautiful. I can't stop touching the stones, by the way. I'm like in here.
She's going to rub off all her energy on your stones. You have to clean them.
You make the most beautiful prayer beads.
Oh, that is now my hobby. And it's actually my love. It is my meditation. Mm. I go and sit at that table and I use the attributes of God. That is in our teaching, a very serious one. And they say 99, but there's more. And it's God the most glorious, God the most compassionate, God the artist, God the maker, the creator. And you pray the names on the stones. And somehow it gets that energy. And there's 99 of them. That is also a certain reason why. And you take 33 and you stop, and 33 and you stop. It is just the counting that makes it repeatable, and you repeat so that you can stop thinking.
Okay. So one can call these prayer beads, but you can also call them
meditation beads. I like to call them meditation beads.
And anyone can use
it. Anyone can use it.
So for someone who's not able to get your beads, one can do this with the ones that you have around your arms. Because I'm sitting thinking, I have the most beautiful bracelet that I just got from you. And, you know, so you could actually do that. You could do it with your little charms that you have on your arms. And just because it focuses. You.
It focuses. We I always say, in the world of forgetfulness, it makes you remember. And we need some tools to make us remember, because it's not easy to remember that who you really are, not who you think you are.
Yeah. But sometimes it's not easy to remember because you don't want to go there.
That's also true.
Majida, as Charmaine said, listeners, you have to see this. We'll take a picture and put it up on Facebook.
Yay.
But these colors, do you choose them for a specific reason, for a specific person, and then send your loving intent to that person? Or how does it work?
Okay, I brought a few that I had in stock, but my besties, if the person is sitting next to me, and we can choose it together, and we can choose the names together, and we can choose the prayers together, and sit and make it, you know, then it is absolutely like a personal one. It's not necessary to do that, but that's my favorite to do. And because it's actually soul to soul, you meet the person, you sit with them, you know, and then you choose it together, but actually they choose it, and it's not even them, it's the intuition, it's what they need, it's what they love. And many pieces of art does that too, you know, if it is made with a lot of love, you feel it, you actually, if you do this, it's already the sign.
But this brings me back to a question I wanted to ask you earlier, because, you know, I have a very strong reaction to certain colors, and I might need those colors, but I will never, ever gravitate towards them. I will always choose the same colors. Then what? What if I need orange? Please not. But what if I did?
Oh, well, that's also very personal. I know exactly what you're talking about. I'm a blue person. So I will go in my real world, my business world, I have to choose carpets. And it's also a wonderful field to go in. And you also do that with your emotions. But I will go back when I am in Iran or somewhere and I see, oh, my goodness, there are a lot of blue ones. Then I have to go against my own.
Yes.
Go against your own preference and see what else. But if you have a little bag with I call it the starter kit, if you have that little bag with all the colors of the chakras and you pack it in, you're going to feel a vibration. You're going to sometimes feel that they're a bit hotter than the others. Then you know you've just fed that chakra. And that is maybe what you should wear or eat or whatever. If you, for instance, the solar plexus is it's the emotions. It is... A friend of mine who's a fantastic healer in Sweden, she said, you call it the chamber of horrors. Because that's also where you keep all that emotions. And that's also where your children will latch. Or somebody who you give openly and freely love. And they come and they do drain crowds of people. I don't know if you've ever been to a group of old African ladies. They will always sit... If there's like a church meeting, they always hold their hands over that chakra. I've noticed it since I've started learning all about this energies. And they have their hand here, and there's a reason why they do it for generations already. Because they don't let anybody else take the energy of such a nature that they can actually get depleted and tired. So when you are depleted of that solar plexus... When you go into a big crowd where you know you're going to get tired, just close it or put your hand there and, you know, protect it a little bit. So you can have a yellow stone because that's the color of the solar plexus, or you can have yellow clothes, or you can go for yellow food. When you deplete it, a nice, if you're not feeling inspiration and very artistic for the day, some of us need the artistic. You can also use the orange, orange food, orange stones, orange clothes. So it's a nice game to start.
Majida, these prayer beads, these meditation beads, they are not only that, they're also jewelry. They are so exquisite.
Yeah, I say I make jewelry for God. And I do feel as when I sit and make them, that is my absolute intention of going there is in that space. And it's more for me than for anybody else, because we do need to switch off from your real world, or, you know, it's all part of each other, but you need to just step back, and it is my pleasure to do this.
How do you know when it's not the real thing? How do you, because there are a lot of stones and bracelets and they look like the real thing. They even feel like the real thing. But how can one kind of not altogether, but almost safely say this is proper stone?
Yeah.
Without chucking it down on the floor.
Most of the time, most of the time, if you hold it against the light, the sunlight, and if they are all even, the color is exactly the same. It's most of the time glass that was colored. Mm-hmm. And it's not as easy to see it, especially if you're in a shopping center at the China Mall or mm-hmm. somewhere. There's a lot of that. Okay. Then there are also beads that's made with, for instance, lapis lazuli. It is such an expensive stone and scarce, not easy to find. So they will, in China, mix it. They use lapis, but they grind it mm-hmm. and make a bead.
Okay.
And then they bring it back, and they might not come out as blue, so they will put a color on it. I don't particularly think that it hasn't got any energy. Mm. You know, because it's still the original stone, but the glass beads is colored, and most of the real stones will have a color difference. But then you'll come to a black one, and it's just black. Mm-hmm. So, you know, just maybe see where you buy from.
And I like what you say, that you would notice that they are not uniform. You know, they're not the same.
Yes.
So nothing that's organic on earth, be it human or, I don't know, plant.
Is 100% perfect.
You know, or perfect.
Yes.
I like that.
Yes, me too. We're earthy people.
Yeah, it makes one feel good. So your courses, how often do you do them?
Oh, when the need arises, somebody comes to me, and if I have a few people, I actually phone them and say, listen, it's time for one. I haven't done it as often as I would like, because of the economy is not so good, so I have to be in my real business. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But, a few times a year.
All right.
And anybody that wants to can just phone me, and I put them on a list, and we see how we get. I live in Centurion in Pretoria, so mm-hmm. usually there, but I do go to Cape and teach there too, if there's at least 8 people.
All right.
I can come and do it for you where you are.
And that's the whole day?
The whole day. It's quite a full day. It's actually almost too much to do in one day, but, you know, how's time?
Yeah.
For me and the others.
Okay. Well, I think it's great if, you know, one can learn from that. Because, I mean, it's like from our conversation today, it's almost like you took me into a little bit more. You took me into nature just by speaking about the crystals. I don't know about you, Liesl, but it's kind of like now there's flowers. And I'm
nature's
thinking,
nature's little,
you know,
healers.
Yeah. And I'm thinking of taking different colored veggies, cutting them up in squares and circles, putting it on my chakra points to get the colors. And, you know, okay, so.
Just the stones and eat the veggies, how's that?
I know, but in terms of what color of how superficially we see colors, and you know, there's a lot of things we can do. So, so I feel very good about, you know, having had this conversation.
I just want to ask you, Majida, can stones work in conjunction? Do some stones amplify others, or can they dilute each other's energy? How does that work?
Yeah, I think if you use too many together, like 20 in different colors, it's
Shemaine,
too much.
She's talking to you.
You know, but
I'm learning, so I'm messy.
I don't think they can actually amplify each other, but I don't think they can negative influence on each other. You know, I don't think so, because it comes from nature. Like my father said, flowers can never not fit in or clash.
Yeah.
It can't clash because it's made by God. It's just always beautiful.
We have to go now. Palisa is saying we should wrap up. But before we go, just like half a minute or less, you mentioned when we talked about massaging with the crystals so that people know, because mm-hmm. that was very specific. Mm-hmm. You mentioned when you should use it clockwise and when you should use it anti-clockwise. So just so that we know, if in case parents are going to massage the kids.
Clockwise is putting energy in. Mm-hmm. Anti-clockwise is taking energy out. So if there's a pain, my kids, or we call it nazi-nazi. We play with it, or my grandchildren and everyone. So we go clockwise mm-hmm. when they've been very sick and they really feel they haven't got energy. Mm-hmm. But when the pain is there, say it's tonsils or whatever, you just go anti-clockwise and then you throw it out of the window. And you let the kids also know you are taking the pain out and you throw it out.
Okay, you're not throwing from the stone out of the
window. No, you're energy. They understand it better than us.
And then do you put energy back again?
Yes, when they're very tired and they can't get
up. No, but if you've taken the pain out.
No, you can just leave it.
Just throw it out.
And that's with pets and children?
Pets and children, yourself. Mm-hmm.
Best friends.
People,
husbands.
Best friend, husbands.
Now we're getting silly.
Majida, where can people get hold of you?
Can I give my cell number? Or
give your business number.
Okay. It's Ravats Gallery, 012-666-8998. Okay. And my name is Majida, M-A-J-I-D-A.
Majida with the most beautiful hair. Thank you. You have been a gem.
Well done, Shemaine.
Yay! I woke up. Thank you so much for being here.
Great pleasure.
It was wonderful having you. Hopefully great we can pleasure. Do that again sometime.
Thank you. Thank you,
Majida. From my side, thank you very much. It's been a privilege having you here. I didn't tell anyone when we started, but this blonde is my best friend. I'm very blessed to have my two besties in studio. Palesa, you and I will get there. From me, Liesl Tom. Have a fantastic day. Goodbye.
And from me, Shemaine Harris. Be blessed. Bye now.
This is CliffCentral.com. CliffCentral.com.